Love boat.
Love boat. All right, so you get a free plastic surgery treatment, Cappy. What are you going to do?
First of all, I didn't realize I don't follow Joe Buck. I just looked at these pictures. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, no, it's he's for real doing it, and he's for real honest about it, and it's really cool.
It is, and yet on the other hand, it's like, wow, you're so vain that you can't just go bald. But on the other hand, I'm so vain too, so I would probably do the same thing.
What you would? Well, wait a minute. You've got hair, right?
I do have hair.
Yeah, but what you're saying is,
so what surgery are you having?
Yeah, if we gave you a freebie though, what would you use it on?
Probably liposuction on my fat belly.
All right, Beto, how about you?
I mean, we've all did the Cool Sculpt thing. We showed it. That's no problem. But for me, because you know we can work off some, you know, mixing a salad every now and then, Cap. But give me the one where they get rid of your chins.
Oh, you want to get rid of the
chins? Is it Kybella or something like that, where you have that jawline?
Yeah,
give me that one right there, because on TV, you look better.
Yeah, hey, you know what we
do? Because we can hide the stomach on TV.
What did you guys say?
I said I want to be 4 inches taller. I don't know if there's a surgery that would get me that.
There's not really a procedure
to add leg. I can wear lifts. Should I start wearing lifts?
Yeah,
you
want to
be 6'4", 6'5"?
Yeah. I'm going to be 6'4".
Oh, wouldn't that be great? My goal was to be 6 feet when I grew up.
And it's pretty cool being above 6 foot. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
You should get like those Gene Simmons Kiss platform shoes.
Nah, that's too much work.
No. That's not what I'm going to get.
What did Mace decide?
What'd you say? I can't remember.
I didn't really give an answer because
you're physically flawless.
I've been described as physically flawless.
Really?
Yes. By John's wife.
I had an agent who wanted me to get a nose job, and I was like, nope, you're fired.
Yeah. I went to college with her.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
I got my teeth. I got veneers.
That's not plastic surgery.
That's not plastic surgery.
Right, yeah. But it's a self-improvement.
You know, you look good for your age, though.
Hey.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. For your age, you look good.
You look good for your age.
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever
seen comedians last night did a whole bit on this, said, I went to a comedy show last night, and by the way, this was a great idea.
This was at the Magic and Comedy Club?
Yeah, Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach.
Nice.
And by the way, if you want to go back to what life was like before the pandemic in 2017, I have found the spot. It is Hermosa Beach, California.
Oh, my gosh.
It's right. Everybody's back in the bars. Everybody's back in the restaurants. Everybody's
all
hooking
over
up.
Each other.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Sharkies!
Yeah, but one guy did a whole bit about compliments and how you should be very careful about sticking extra words on the end of compliments. And somebody just did that when they said, you look very good for your age.
Well, he doesn't look good, but he looks good for his age.
Yeah,
right?
I said. That's not a compliment.
That is a compliment.
That's not a compliment.
Go find somebody your age and guarantee they're going to look washed up and done.
That sweatshirt looks good on you for someone your size.
I'd agree.
Why can't I just say that sweatshirt looks good on you?
Because it's an XL, so it should be a large, though. Yeah. I wear an XL on purpose.
But see, he added for your size.
Hey, but if you're so
for your size is the backhand.
Yeah, that's the backhand.
If you're so sensitive about the backhand, then you got bigger issues.
I'm super sensitive.
Mace, I'm going to take you.
I'm like one big callus.
Where are you going to take him? Hold on.
Here's what you do.
You just took me on a taco tour Tuesday. Mace, where are you going to take Mace?
If you want to feel good about yourself,
yes,
go watch youth sports, and you're going to see some of these dads that are just drinking all the time, smoking all the time, and they're so stressed out because they hate everything about their life, and they're yelling from left field at their kid, throw strikes, right?
There's a lot of that.
And they're in their 40s, and you're like, damn, that guy's washed up. You will feel great about yourself.
When I was in high school, I was an umpire. That's how I made money.
Me too.
And I'll bet you did a good job of describing what the parents were like. And when they would come up and berate me and get in my face, I would look at them like I didn't speak English.
You too?
And it would drive them crazy. Like, how can you call that a strike?
Yep.
It was 2 feet over his head. Why are you even here? Well, and I would look at him and go, ¿Cómo? And I'd walk away.
What's your line that you learned in high school? You should say that.
What?
The thing you memorized in high school.
El gato, blah, blah, whatever you
say. Ay, caramba. Donde cuatro no encuentro nada. Mamá, tía Luisa, como gritas, hijo. No estamos solos. Donde estás?
That's a perfect during the Little League game.
And what did he say?
I said, ay, caramba. Oh, darn it. When they clean my room, I can't find anything. Mom, Aunt Louise, stop shouting, son. We're not deaf. And that's chapter 5 of the ALM Spanish book. So, Beto, he taught me this. If anyone ever asks you can speak Spanish, just recite that. Yeah. They won't know that you can.
You don't need AP Spanish. You go to Corona Del Mar, you'll get that. Hey, Cappy, I got
my Spanish teacher at Corona Del Mar, Senor Pez.
Senor Pez. Senor Fish?
Mr. Fish.
Hey.
Ken Fish.
So, Cappy, I was playing golf today.
Yeah.
Carson High Alumni Association Golf Tournament. I played it today.
Any birdies?
Yeah, we actually did well. So, I got paired up with a couple gentlemen who are older. They're class of 80. Listeners.
They're 80 years old?
No, class of 1980.
Class of 80.
Oh, class
so
of
they're
1980.
A year older than me.
Yeah. They love the station. Yep. About the eighth hole, they realize that my name is Beto Duran. And they're like, oh, hey, okay, well, I hear you. Okay, good, good, good. Then about the 10th hole, one gentleman says, okay, I got a game for you. I'm like, okay. The
lifeboat game?
Lifeboat game that Mason and Ireland play.
Oh, yeah, the lifeboat game.
If you had to pick Mason and Ireland, who would you pick?
So what'd you answer?
Cap, go for it.
If I had to pick Mason
so
or
you
Ireland?
And there's, you have three really seats. Difficult. You have three seats in your boat, Cap. You mm-hmm. and Beto have two of them.
Yep. Mason,
and you can either save me or Mason. The
Mason,
other guy,
Mason.
Sharks.
Yep.
Get him and eat him alive.
They're both big fans of the station. They love both of you.
Did they give answers?
Yeah.
So, Cap, who do you save? Who do you feed to the Sharks?
Wow, hold on a second. I'm not ready to just immediately answer this. I have to contemplate the.
Better, what did you say?
Oh, I said Ireland all day.
What
you
did they?
Ireland or what?
I save Ireland all day long.
What did they say?
One Ireland,
yeah.
One Mason.
Wow.
Because one of them said Mason, I can talk football with.
Ah,
yeah, big true. Rams fan.
Yep.
Yeah, other, Mason does pay closer attention to the NFL than I do.
Carson High football 1980, so they want to talk football with you. The other guy picked Ireland because you said rich people will always find a way to survive.
Exactly. You know what I would do?
Yeah, they always do.
I would pay for a replacement boat to come and pick us up, and then we'd be all set.
But it was just cool to be out there and have people recite and repeat what goes on the station.
Yes.
And to know that they listen so much and they know the games, they know the bits, and I just want to bring that up.
That happened a couple of times while I was out in the desert this last weekend. I was at a place in La Quinta, and two guys were there, and they were talking about the softball game.
La Quinta, okay.
And then I went to Desert Hot Springs, and there was a guy that said, hey, Mason. And so here's the thing I wonder. So I am in the pool. And that guy that recognized me is in the pool. And we're not talking. We're like at opposite ends of the pool. And all I could think is that guy's like looking over, like
looking
you
at
you.
You
feel like you've got eyes on you. And I wonder what that must be like multiplied by many, many, many when you're a super famous
super
person.
Super famous,
it must be unbelievably
they can't go
difficult.
Anywhere.
One guy, and I'm like nervous.
Like imagine if these athletes go to Disneyland. And they got the VIP pass where they don't wait in line or anything like that. But regardless, everybody looking at you all the time. So it's kind of like Cap in San Diego. You know?
Cappy, you've been avoiding an answer
well,
here.
Well, here's why. Because,
it's,
again, here's
it's
me.
It's not hard.
But Beto and I are on the boat.
Yes,
and
we're on the boat.
And it's either Mason or Ireland.
Yes.
The dynamics all change because it's Beto and I have to try and figure out between Mason and Ireland.
Just answer the
question.
No,
but Beto, you know, you'll get along better with Ireland.
Scientific process.
No, well, but it is a scientific process because Beto will get along better with Ireland.
I get along great with everybody. All right, let's go.
I will get along even more so with Mason. But here's the thing. Which of the two of them could possibly help us the most get out of this situation we're in?
Oh, me.
Why?
For sure.
No way.
Why?
You're talking about once you're on the boat and you're stuck in the middle of the ocean,
so
who can be
me,
of help?
Right. If it's me, Beto, and Mason, or if it's me,
I'm
Beto, and
I'm a much better
Ireland,
swimmer
yeah, John's
than
a better
Mason.
Athlete.
I am a fisherman.
Oh, I'm not.
By the way, that's,
I'm not.
I grew up fishing. I grew up hunting.
When was the last time you went fishing? And you weren't in the middle of the ocean.
Probably 10 years.
You were in a pond.
No, it's probably 10 years. I used to fish Lake Erie all the time.
Okay,
you know Lake Erie's famous for
the fire
perch.
You know, yeah.
No, that was the Monongahela River, wasn't it?
No,
Cuyahoga River.
Was it? That's where the outside of Cleveland.
What happened?
Caught on fire.
The river?
Yeah, the river caught. You've heard this story, haven't you?
Haven't.
Yeah, the
Cap, answer the question.
Caught on fire. Who
no,
are
you did. He
up?
Said Mason.
Yeah, no, he's still.
I'm keeping Mason. No, I'm keeping Mason.
Sure?
Sorry, Ireland. I mean, I'm sorry to do this to you.
I'm not offended in the least.
But you're going in.
Yeah.
I'm a better swimmer. I get a chance to outswim those sharks.
Nope.
I would throw it back to you two guys, Mason and Ireland. So you got me and Beto, mm-hmm. and you two guys
you,
have
all
seats.
Day long.
You have seats on the boat.
Yeah,
now, is it me or is it Beto?
No, I'm saving Beto because I've known him longer.
Okay.
I've met his kids. You'd pick Cap. You'd kill yourself.
Yeah, because I'd go at it with Mason. So
Wow, here's the thing, Beto. You're not on my boat.
Love.
Well, as you know, Beto, my boat would be kind of like
we'd have a yacht.
Well, yeah, and my boat, my boat would be like the top of Titanic, where where everybody was in tuxedos. Mason's would be the bottom when everybody was in steerage.
Steerage, right? We would be in steerage. You and me, Cappy, we're in steerage.
Right. Yeah.
That's how we roll.
I don't even know what steerage is. All I know is caviar, sir. Let's
go. There you go. Bring it on.
That's you. Hey, I used to know you before you were like all uppity.
I was always uppity. I just didn't have a voice.
It's like now you golf and you talk about yachts and you. So what happened?
I have rich friends.
What happened to Man of the People, Beto?
It was all an act.
It was all an act.
What do you say? You got to either. What's your line about always ascend or?
You're either ascending or descending.
Yeah, so I've been ascending. So I went from having a little dinghy boat now.
It's Friday.
Yikes.
It's Friday. Mason and I are about to go on a serious descent in about 10 minutes.
By the way, Beto, I think you look great for a big guy.
Thanks.
Mate, you know one thing we never brought up today?
Yeah.
Did you guys see that, like, almost as a news dump? That late last night, the Cardinals took that clause out of Kyler Murray's contract.
Yeah, they removed
it. That says he has to study film for. Who looks worse now, the team or Kyler?
The team. Yeah. Yeah. The team looks awful.
No, I think they made Kyler look bad. He's now always going to be known as the
guy who doesn't do his homework. Right.
Right. They just did their own guy wrong, didn't they?
Every time he loses. Or every time he throws a bad interception.
Should have watched a little more film.
Right. You know what the reason is? Because he don't study film. That guy plays Xbox too much.
Right.
That's his problem.
There's a play that he made against the Rams in the playoffs last year where the Rams blitzed him.
Oh, we just destroyed the Cardinals.
And Kyler Murray's running around back there trying to make a play, and he just throws the ball up for grabs, like to get rid of it. Yep. And one of the Rams intercepts it and returns it for a touchdown.
Yep. Right.
That's the play that's going to run every time this subject gets talked about on a panel show.
I think the contract is a terrible contract. I would not have signed Kyler Murray to a 100 bajillion or whatever the hell it is.
$230 million.
No way. No way. The collapses in the second half are not accidental. I'm not a buyer on Kyler Murray.
Really? You know what I was thinking about? Like, we all assume that if you make it to the NFL in your chosen profession, that you're one of the best to do it. You wouldn't ascend to an NFL job if you weren't really good at it. But that's not necessarily true. If you look around front offices in the NFL, aren't the Bidwells running the Cardinals?
Yeah.
You know, they've always been a little bit Keystone Cops down
there.
Sure,
like, they have.
Cap was talking about the Spanoses. They've always been a little,
yeah, the Bidwells,
you know,
yeah.
Like, you win in spite of them.
I'm trying to think. Arizona went to the Super Bowl one time that I can think of. Did they go
to the Kurt Warner Steelers?
Right?
That was the Kurt Warner year, right.
Yeah. Kurt Warner, man.
I know, that right?
Guy. Got Arizona to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame.
We were talking the other day about how long do you guys think the list is of teams that have never been to the Super Bowl?
Never been.
Never
so there's
been.
32 teams in the NFL, right?
Yep.
And
that have never been
to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
All right. How long do you think that list is? Out of 32, guess.
5.
Okay.
7.
Cap?
10.
I think Mace is the closest. Here are the teams that have never been. All right,
I'm just trying to think it out in my head. Like Jacksonville,
let's
Cleveland, Cleveland 1.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Houston 2.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Jacksonville 3.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and those are the only three in the AFC. Then you go to the NFC. Lions. So it's 3 in the AFC, right? Lions make 4. Right.
Yep.
And I think that's it.
Is that it? Really? Yeah. Four teams?
Four.
I've never been to Super Bowl.
That's it.
Wow.
You got to be pretty inept to never.
Well, you just mentioned some inept teams.
Yeah, they are pretty inept.
But that's it. That's the list. Four teams.
Hey, they asked me to come and make it rain. We're
gonna
it's
raining lottery tickets.
Jorge
these
just
are
walked
tickets.
In with our
life.
Now, what's it at? What's the.
$1.2 billion.
How many did you get?
You get two Juan Soto's.
We got $80 worth of tickets. How many tickets do we get for $80?
40. You get 40 of them. They're $2 a piece.
Oh, Brenda got
Brenda
in.
Brenda got
right.
in. So
wait,
we
a
got
quick pick is $2?
Yeah.
Damn. So $100 in quick pick tickets.
But let me get this
first
straight.
First thing you buy, Mace, if you get $250 million, what are you doing?
Massage
the
station.
Yeah. Massage. Really good.
Buy the station.
Yeah. Oh, I did suggest that. Buying the station would
if
be
you
awesome.
If you buy the station, your first move is what?
Fire who?
It doesn't have to necessarily be a firing.
Come on.
Could be a promotion.
You get rid of Sedano.
Could be a promotion.
It'd be me, Beto.
Oh, I was trying not to say your name. But
I think I would move Laura to management.
Really?
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Laura?
And then Laura, who's the first person?
And then everybody's against Laura.
So no, who's the first person?
You, nobody likes the
I
boss.
I just made you the boss.
All right, Laura, who's the first person you fire? They say head count. You got to get rid of somebody. Who are you getting rid of?
I don't know.
No. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Jorge is saying,
yeah, you
Jorge
do.
Wants to volunteer.
Jorge's like,
he
yeah,
volunteered, fine, you're out.
See, there you go, hating on your own people.
If you don't want to be part of the team, go.
You guys bought how many tickets? You bought $100 worth?
$100.
So okay, $100. So 50. We got 50, George.
And who's in? Who's in on your team? Is it? It's Mason, Ireland,
Bergman, and then George
and
Brenda.
Okay, so you guys are in. Okay, we also need to do the same thing today. We need to put our money together.
You got
to
make it rain,
Wasn't it tonight at like 7 o'clock?
It is. And I haven't gone to get any yet. Now, where'd you guys get these tickets? Remember we had the conversation about where you buy tickets?
Oh, stop it.
No, that makes a big difference.
No,
gas station near his house.
Nobody is ever going to win. If you buy tickets
to
Bluebird, in West LA, you're never going to win.
What about like Beverly Hills? No way.
No way.
That's why you got to go to like Hawthorne.
Yeah, Bluebird, Liquor, and Hawthorne. Yeah, isn't it?
That's where the TV news stations go whenever they're doing a lotto straight. They go to Bluebird.
Let's go to the IE people. The IE.
Yeah, the IE.
Go to Hesperia. Kaplan, go to Hesperia. Go to Hemet.
Damn.
Hemet.
Go to Hemet.
Yeah, I can see somebody from Hemet winning it. Yeah. Yeah,
we got to get a bunch ourselves. We need ours too.
No.
What do you mean? No, we're not going to at least play.
Well, how are you going to get them? It ends. Well, your show's going to be on the air when they do the drawing.
We're going to need somebody to go run an errand for us.
Okay. Well, right. I will be listening to you try to find that person to run that errand.
Mace,
for
you're
you.
On your way out, right?
Can you help, Mace?
Come on.
Monday is a Mace. You want me to buy you tickets?
Yeah
just please run and grab us.
Oh, God, I'd love
how
to
many?
Do that, and I'm busy.
$100.
How many? $100?
See, this is why you don't get saved.
You want me to get you $100 worth of tickets, Cam?
Please.
Would you
do that?
Will you be in our group so that if we
hit... No, separate.
No.
Well, I'll tell you what.
What's Mason's reward for buying you the tickets?
Hey, full share.
Full share, you're trying to be like Magic or Jordan and screw Jack Haley out of his full share?
How about this? Would you guys sell us? Would you, the Mason and Ireland show, sell the Sedano and Cap show half of your $100 right now?
So you'd all owe us $10.
Right.
I would do that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right, so Beto,
I don't believe
Beto's, all right, Beto's just
so it's
no, because I'd rather save my
it's
$10.
It's just Cap and Laura?
Cap and Laura.
Yeah, you're in. Cap,
okay, I'm gonna buy Sedano a share.
What about Funchy?
Oh,
Funchy
right,
too.
All you guys, Funch, Laura, Cap, and Sedano, all owe four of us $10.
Yes.
All right, and you're in.
Okay, good.
Okay, deal.
But I want, but
by
I also
way,
want.
Hit,
Cap's paying my
if
10.
We hit, according to John, everybody will leave en masse.
No, you.
I'll be here. I'll be the only one.
You and Bergman say you're coming in.
Yeah, me and
Jorge
Bergman.
And I are out.
Me and Bergman.
I'm coming in.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I'm still coming in.
Bergman's coming in to clean the office.
All right. Monday is Mason Monday, as they're calling it around here. The guy who knows how to take mental health days like the run out of style.
We have a hiccup.
Yeah.
George Briones just texted me. Nope, I'm not selling.
Stingy.
Oh,
my.
Wow.
So Jorge has put the kibosh.
My own people.
Well, you fired him.
He volunteered.
All right.
So on Monday, you'll get some network programming. On Tuesday, Mason and Ireland will be back, although Mason will not be back. Mason will be back on Wednesday.
From Rams Camp.
From Rams Camp. That's right. So, big week. Hey, Cappy, have a fun show, man.
Yeah, you guys have a great weekend, and we'll see you guys on, I guess, Wednesday it is.
Yep, Wednesday it is, 7:10 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. 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 Come on. Bum, bing, bum, bum. Ding, da, da, ding. Boo, ba, da, beep, ba, da, ding, ding, dong, ba, da, bum. Bing, ba, da, bum. Boo, ra, da, beep, ba, da, ding.
I'm by myself on this one, everybody.
Oh, you're in the zone. I'm in the crowd, hands up in the air, man.
Yeah, I know. I know you guys are out there. I know you can feel me coming through your car radio. Come on, I know you're with me. No,
turn it up, Laura. Turn it up.
Ding, da, da, do, ba, be, da, ba, ba, ding, 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 da, da, ba, da, ba.
I almost joined you, man. I almost joined.
Oh, you don't ever interrupt the solo, man. He's in the zone. He's in the zone. What up, Cap?
Beto Duran, I am so happy that you and I will finish off this week together, because let me tell you something, man. It was the highlight of my week, and it has turned into a brilliant concept of Taco Tuesday tours. I'm trying to figure it out, Beto. Do we do like Tuesday of the month? No.
Doesn't have to be tacos all the time. We can just go be food, man. That's all it is. We just find food everywhere else.
I know, but I really like the taco tour on Tuesday night.
Yeah, but you can't go to the well too many times, bro. Yeah. You gotta mix it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can have a full adventure, you know? We can go have different kind of foods all over L.A. L.A. is beautiful because it's so diverse, and you can have so many different types of food out there.
Okay.
So I said we do that, and it's just about taking Cap to the people, man.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a taco tour then. I can be convinced that maybe we just do some kind of a tour.
And also because I have Mexican food every day, so like I want to mix it up too, bro.
I understand. Well, but you know what the thing is that as you and I and Laura and Funchy and Morales, as we were going from spot to spot, we were picking up people along the way like we were Forrest Gump running across the country.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool. The security guards are hanging out with you. You're cooking back there. It's all that good stuff.
Right,
but the most important thing is, you're there with the people. That's what matters.
I agree.
This is the show for the people. This is a show for LA.
That's right. So I think that these tours of food, and we say to people, hey, 7:45 will be here, 8:45 will be here, 9:30 will be here. We wrap it up, and then we all bail. But, I mean, I'm telling you, that going from spot to spot to spot and sampling different stuff and being with all the people out on the streets, it was freaking fun, man. So I'm glad you're here on Friday, but it seems like you've already had a full day of cocktails and golf. What was going on?
Well, every day is a full day of cocktails and golf. It's summertime, man. What are we going to do? You know, I ain't got no jobs. Let's just go. Today was my high school, Carson High. We had our Alumni Association golf tournament at California Country Club in Whittier. 7 a.m. shotgun. I played, and did I have a cocktail? I had one cocktail for the lunch, you know, a little J-Mo and ginger. And that was it. It was cool. Just being people, hanging out with people from different classes. I didn't know that many people there, but a lot of listeners at the event. Cool. I saw a couple of teachers. If you see on my Instagram, I actually called out my economics teacher from high school. It was his first year teaching when I was a senior in high school. And now he's been there, 25 years. He's legendary at school, Mr. Aquino. And on Instagram, I even said, I was like, oh, this man taught AP econ. I didn't learn anything because that's why I got no money now. That's why I'm broke, because he was a terrible econ teacher. And he was laughing along with him. And it's pretty cool because his son now goes to Long Beach Billiken and wants to be a sports writer. So I'm going to help out his son. He works actually for 562 Sports. And he down there, they have interns. Mike Guardabosco does a great job down there. And he gets to write for that website and covering Long Beach sports. So it's pretty cool. And I told him, like, Keno, let me know, man. Tell your kid to hit me up, man. Maybe we can get him something going on in this business.
Yeah, maybe the good advice that you could give to his kid, given that he was an economics teacher that did not teach you economics, which is why you're so broke today, maybe your advice to the kid should be, don't become a sports writer.
Actually, rule number one, the first thing I say when I go speak to journalism classes, because I always go to Long Beach State. My guy, Gary Metzger, Pulitzer Prize winner, is a professor down at Long Beach State. I walk into that class, and it's a senior class. It's an upper division class. And I tell them, well, change your major. Oh, wait, too late. Do not get into this business. It's a terrible business. It's horrible. Unless you're willing to take a vow of poverty in your 20s, if you want to move around, and if you don't have the work ethic to Friday night, you want to be working at a radio station, if you want to be working overnights, it's a people tell me, like, oh, you're so negative. I'm like, not being negative. You're killing dreams. I'm not killing dreams. Because if somebody tells you you can't do it and you listen, then you weren't cut out for it. If somebody tells you no, you got to find somebody who's going to tell you yes.
Great advice, by the way. When people tell me no, I'm like, oh, really? They're like, yeah.
I tell the story all the time. Like, I wanted to do TV, and I applied for jobs all over the country, and I got rejected for every single one of them in my 20s. And I was here working here at the radio station, pushing buttons overnights and stuff like that. I'm like, I need to go find a TV job. Yuma, Arizona, Bend, Oregon, Eureka, you know, Ukiah, all these stations that, you know, market 150 trying to do TV. And it wasn't that, oh, they were hating on me. No, it's because I sucked. Like, my reel sucked. Like, instead of being honest with myself, thinking, you know, I should take better time doing my stand-up, making better time of preparing myself, I sent out a tape that was trash. Like, that's why I didn't get hired. It wasn't I didn't get hired because, oh, they didn't like me or they're hating on me. No, nobody's hating on you if you're talented. If you have skill, you get hired. So I went 0-22 on TV jobs because my tape sucked. I should have taken more pride in making sure that the product I was sending out was better.
Hmm. Yeah.
Be honest with yourself.
Listen, I like what you're saying. Seriously. I do. I tell kids all the time, like, don't do this, man. Do not do this to yourself. Come on. Seriously. Like, do you want to make money in life? Okay. So go into the money business. You know, people say to me, exactly. Like, yo, what's your buddy do there? Your friend that made all that money. I'm like, I don't know exactly what he does, but I just know he's in the business of money.
But me, at the same time,
I'm in the business of sports, talking sports.
At the same time, it's for everybody. You could find your own happiness in every single way. You know, I have a friend who's really successful and he stresses out about everything. You know how I was making fun of Cap saying you look good for your age? Mm. This is my friend who's 44 who looks terrible for his age. Because he stresses out because he's a financial planner, all that other stuff, the stress. He's up at 4 a.m, the market's out of that. I'm like, I don't ever want to have your life. I don't even care that you have a boat. Like, I don't want that because of what the stress that you go through. I wake up and I'm thinking, do I want to play 9 or 18? You know, that's my day. Now, mind you, I have nothing. But hey, but you know
now,
what,
Cap? Mind you, I don't have a boat. But I wake up and have to make the decision, 9 or 18. You, on the other hand, you got 9 or 18 million on the line. That's why you're so stressed out. Me, 9 or 18 holes, I'm good.
I got peace of mind.
I like it, man.
That's also in my 40s.
I like where your head's at today. I do.
That's every day. What up, Cap?
Yo, listen, today I sent you an Instagram message because I was hitting golf balls on a range at the Callaway Performance Center down in South L.A., a.k.a. Carlsbad. And I'm like, yo, Beto, when are we going to get you down here? Get you fitted for some proper clubs, man.
I only have Callaway wedges. I just bought a Callaway 60 the other day. Perfect. I have a Callaway fairway. So I'm all about it. I'm all about the Callaway brand.
Come on down.
And why weren't you wearing shoes, man?
Because you know what?
Stop with the flip-flops. We don't need to see those toes.
I need new golf shoes, and I wanted to wear flip-flops, so I was hitting off the range today barefooted. By the way, I told you I'm going to start losing weight on September 6th. You see a picture of me today? You see my belly?
You look healthy to me, man.
Yeah, well, hey.
You earned that.
Dude, 11 tacos and one tostada on Tuesday night. Hey, coming up, we've got to get lottery tickets, but here's the issue. We're on the air till 7. The drawing is at 7. We'll never be able to get there. I think I've got a plan. Stick around. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, it is going to be a Mason Monday. I don't know how this happened, but ESPN literally sent an email to every employee going, yo, you got the day off. Like, chill out. Take a three-day weekend. Call it a mental recharge day. And go have a nice day on the company. Beto, what do you think about this?
You're taking us to Disneyland?
I'm not Morales's.
Damn, he's got money?
No, actually, when you're an employee, I think you get like a discount or something.
No, you get free entry.
Oh, that too.
So do you, Cap.
I do. Well, I haven't used it yet.
We talked about this.
I haven't used it yet, man.
Well, good. Let me know.
You want to go?
Yeah, my daughter wants to go.
Okay. Sounds like fun. You want to go this Monday on the mental recharge day?
Perfect. Let's go.
It might be hard for me. I'm mentally recharging.
No. He just doesn't know how to book the reservations to take you.
No, exactly. That's that. Well, okay, yes, but but I also received in the mail.
Cap, what? Come on. Disneyland in the summer? No chance.
No,
bro.
No good, huh?
Come on, man.
You're not going to do it?
Come on, man.
Too hot, too many crowds. What's the problem?
Disneyland in the summer.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know, man. I'm happy to go. It doesn't bother me.
Fun. I'm
no,
going Sunday.
No, it's not. Oh, vaya con Dios.
I love Disneyland.
I don't love thousands of people standing around. There's no need for that.
I don't know, but Laura and her boo are going on Sunday. If you want to take your daughter,
nah,
Laura
okay.
and her boo, you can use my card.
You can't do that. Anyways, all right, what's up, Cap?
Can't do that?
Move on, because it's going to get me mad. What's right. going on?
All right, here's what's going on. I got a concept to run by you. Tell me what you think about this.
Nope.
Okay. All right, forget it. Moving on. Okay. All right, listen, come on. Let me run something by you here.
What you got?
All right, so earlier this week, we all had lottery tickets. Because I went out and I bought 11 lottery tickets, $22 worth of tickets. That's all I had in my pocket, $22. I gave it to my son. I said, go buy us all a bunch of lottery tickets. He did.
Uh-huh.
We did not win on Tuesday, which is why we are still here today. And we don't have $800 million to divide amongst all of us. And so I said, that's okay. Let's see how we did. Beto, do you realize that on the 11 tickets that we had for the lotto on Tuesday, we did not have one number? So you have five numbers and then whatever it's called, like the mega number.
Uh-huh.
We did not have in 66 numbers on 11 tickets. We did not have one number. How is that even possible? Right.
It's
so I'm
possible,
thinking,
man.
I'm thinking we're going to win the lottery tonight. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, because you got nothing on Tuesday. You're going to win today.
Got skunked on Tuesday. Going to bring it home today. Going to win the
Cap, 1.2
you
know what you
billion.
Are? Cap, go back to your young and single days in your 20s in college, right?
Okay. All right.
All right. Man, last night, no girls talked to me. I didn't get any numbers. But tonight, I'm going to change colognes. This is going to be good. The high karate's coming out. Oh, yeah, we're good. Puka shell's on deck. I'm going to find a girl tonight. That's you right now.
Okay, right. That's me.
And what happened usually?
Usually, I found that girl.
Yeah, come on.
Now, you know, listen, I'm not going to talk about quality versus quantity. I'm just going to tell you. I found that girl. I had to find that girl.
I love the confidence. Love the confidence.
We got to win tonight. We got to win the lottery. So now here's the
idea.
No,
but you got to change things up.
Okay, so remember last time I said I let the machine pick the numbers. Tonight, I'm thinking that we should all pick our numbers.
No, that's gonna take too long.
All right, but listen, let me ask you a question. Is it possible that during the show, you could get up and go to the closest place to find lottery tickets for us? Is it possible for you to do that?
I ain't doing that.
Right, of course you're not going to do that. We need you here. Laura, can you possibly get up from the board and go to the closest place to LA Live? We got to be able to buy lottery tickets.
She can do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I can run the board. She can do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know. I'm a board op, baby. That's my roots.
I was
Joe McDonald's board op. Let's go.
But Laura, do you feel comfortable giving up the board to Beto? I mean, he hasn't run a board in a long time.
Look,
give me the reel to reel. I got this.
I know actually how to work a reel-to-reel, too, but that's not the point. I do trust Beto, but I have a better one for you, Cap.
Okay.
See, she doesn't want to do it, Cap.
Okay. That's not what I'm saying.
She doesn't want to do it, because anytime you offer, you know, a different solution, you don't want to do it.
Okay.
Anyways,
There's one
because I wanted Laura to do it because we get the Laura energy touching the ticket.
Yeah, he just wants to get rid of me from the studio.
That too.
Beto can't go. Laura can't go.
Yes, she can.
I mean, I could, but I'm not gonna. But I have another person that's not Funch, by the way.
Okay.
Because I know that's where you were going with.
Well, I was thinking Funchy could do it because, you know, Funchy could, like, do it quickly. Like, he could go one day. He could, right, Funch?
Don't
you
think?
I could.
Funch, you could actually put your headphones in your phone, call the show, go run from the studio down to the street.
Well, I can't run down to the street because I think the closest place maybe to go get a ticket might be 7-Eleven on
that
Olympic.
Far.
Yeah, so I got to drive there. I can't run there.
You can't run there.
You guys are crazy.
You got to be on foot. You can't
All right, so what's the solution
somewhere.
Here?
Okay, first of all, you don't drive to the 7-Eleven down Olympic. It is walk distance, first of all. Okay, in that case, I'll go. But no, we have an intern here.
Who's the intern for this?
Why not?
You can't use the intern for gambling.
Well,
it depends. Hold on. It depends. Who's the intern?
You're old enough.
Don't use the intern for this.
But it depends on who the intern
is.
Because then you
got to
cut the intern in.
Well,
damn, you're right. Never mind. No intern.
Wait, what's he? Why? Well, he's right about
you
what?
You got to cut him in.
Yeah, you got to cut the intern in.
Well, it depends.
You can't use an intern for this stuff.
I mean, they get paid.
Let me explain something to you. If the intern is Brady Cates, and his father works at the station, trust me when I tell you, we can get Brady Cates to go do this. Now,
it's not Brady.
Who is it?
It's Parker.
Okay, Parker's a different story. Where is Parker from? Let's find out where Parker's from.
No, let's not, man. Let's focus on here.
Cap. I'll go.
There you go.
I'll go.
There
With
you
the bum
go.
Knee and everything, I'll go.
I'll go.
Who do you want to get rid of more? Me. So I'll go.
It's not even about getting rid of.
So, Funchy, you think you can go?
I can go.
No! Nobody's leaving the studio. We're having a radio show here. We need you to work.
I'll be back.
We need you guys. Oh, my God.
How long would it take you to go, Funchy?
Right now,
let me
go after 5, and I'll go.
No, nobody's going anywhere. Stay in the studio. Do your job.
Jeez. That's what I'm saying. I'll stay and do, you know, what you need to know, and then I'll go.
This is not Mission Impossible, but if you choose to take on...
Cap, why don't you send one of your kids? You got like all these kids in the house. Send one of them.
That's true.
Guys, believe me when I tell you, my default is to tell my kids, not even ask, to tell. Hey, go buy lottery tickets.
I know.
I got nobody here. I got my son is at work. My 3 daughters are out of town right now. I'm literally all by myself.
Rachel.
You know, it's not a terrible idea. That's not a terrible idea.
You just got to cut her in.
Well, sure. Let's cut her in. She's going to go do the buying of the tickets. She'll go buy us $100 worth of tickets. Well, that's
perfect.
A very good idea.
Yeah, we're actually not bad because we're down Morales. So right now it was only between 4. Tuesday was between 5. So we're back to 5. We're good.
Wait, so Morales is getting cut out now?
Well, he's not here. I thought it was people that were here.
Out of sight, out of mind.
And what about Sedano?
Out, gone. Everybody's gone. Everybody's gone. If you're not in studio, you're not in. Let's go.
I mean, I'll give them a little bit of my money, you know. I mean, a couple $100 is fine.
This is fascinating radio.
Tell you right now,
trying
Rachel
to argue
might...
who's going to go get freaking lottery tickets that you're not going to win. Fascinating.
Rachel might be already into the wine by now. I don't know.
Good for her. Then she could buy double.
Oh, okay. See, you're thinking now, Beto. See, don't be down on this. Let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to talk us out of getting these lottery tickets, and we're going to win.
I came in for this. I could have stayed at the golf tournament.
And the numbers are going to be like, oh, those would have been our numbers, and we didn't win because we didn't go get the lottery tickets because you talked us out of it.
Again, back to my opening rant. If I talk you out of something, you didn't want to do it.
Okay, no, you can't talk me out of this. I want to do
it. Then go do it.
I'm going to do it.
How about you go do it? Me and Funch do the show. All right,
that's
Funch.
Okay, let's go.
Let's be like Sliwa. Break down Lakers Summer League right now. Let's go.
Summer League?
Yeah. Well,
you're going to break down that. You know that today is the one-year anniversary of Russell Westbrook being traded to the Lakers. Do you know that today is that
day? He actually started a new company.
He did? What kind of company?
Yeah, I saw that. Let me pull
a clothing company, right?
No, it's actually a media company, Russell Westbrook.
Really?
Yeah. You guys talk about your numbers. I'll get to that for you right now.
Really? Remember a year ago how people were behaving like, oh, my God, he's coming home. Oh, yeah,
yeah,
he's
everybody
coming
was
home.
Excited. Don't act like you weren't excited either.
Dude. The first day, I was like, I don't really know, man.
Oh,
Russell Westbrook and his personality, is that really going to jive? You know, no, Brody's coming home, man. Brody's coming
home.
Don't
hate on the Brody, man.
Dude, Brody is now being hated on by everybody. Like, the whole fan base turned on Brody.
That was his hashtag, don't hate on the Brody.
Oh, that was?
Yeah.
Well, people did. They hated on him. I mean, in less than a year, people went from Brody's home. Oh my God, Brody's home.
It was less
home.
Than a year.
Right. Exactly. Because it was not till today. It was like, I don't know, about 10 games into the season. Gosh, why is Brody home? Why did he come home, Brody?
All right. So Russell Westbrook Enterprises, you know, he's a businessman out here in Southern California.
I'm a business man trying to do business.
You can go buy a car from me if you want. RW Digital. It's a platform offers brands top-tier programmatic solutions to more effectively reach multicultural audiences while amplifying minority-owned and operated publishers on a global scale. A big thank you to our partners, clients, and everyone involved in this journey. Why not?
Why not?
So that's Russell Westbrook, being a businessman. And the story was in Bloomberg this morning.
Way to go, Brody.
Yeah, it's a partnership with Casual IQ, aims to connect advertisers with multicultural audiences.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, dude's trying to do some business. You know what he should do? He should stay with the Lakers and be the best he can be. And by being on the Lakers and being really good and being a championship contender, that will only help his business interests. Now, can he do that?
Man, this is pretty interesting right here. The companies use ad tech firms' back-end infrastructure. Early clients include Pepsi, AT&T, American Airlines Group, and A&E Networks. So his RWE company has lines in real estate, venture capital, insurance, education, and a fashion line, Honor the Gift. Also collaboration with Nike Jordan brand. Man, this guy's
all sounds very fancy. Sounds very, very fancy for something that's just announced as a brand new company.
Well, yeah. And this is overall. No, not the media is a brand new company, but those are the other companies that he has already.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, congratulations, Russ. Now, can you please be the best you can be the best teammate you can be, and help the Lakers get back to championship.
You're really doing Laker talk. I love that.
Right.
Well, I got you away from lottery talk.
Right.
Good for
you. I want lottery talk, not Laker talk.
Yeah. Okay, now I just found out.
Yeah.
Debbie Ward on IG hit me up and said we can buy tickets until 7:45 p.m., even though the drawing's at 7.
Come on, really?
Yeah.
You can buy tickets after the drawing.
No, fool. Like,
that's what she just said.
That's
sucker.
What they told me.
That's what she said. I don't.
That is
Laura,
what I said. I probably said it wrong, but that is what I said. I'll give it to Cappy.
Doesn't seem to make any sense. Why would the drawing be at 7?
The drawing is not at 7.
Time is it?
You have until 7:45 to buy tickets.
Thank you. Not at 7. My bad. See, I forgot the not part. That's a very cute
I need a cocktail.
All right, somebody get Beto a cocktail.
Yeah, go get me a drink instead
Where's
of lottery
Parker?
Tickets.
Right? Where is Parker?
Right. Leave Parker alone.
The interns can't
look,
get,
there's
can't
Brady
get lottery
too.
Tickets,
no.
But they can get drinks.
All
right, we're getting drinks in the break. This is Friday afternoon. It's Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. I love how many people have hit us up in the community, the Sedano and Cap community, the Circle of Trust on Twitter. People saying, dude, what am I going to do on Monday without you guys? I'm going to be bored out of my freaking mind over here. I feel you. I know, but they're giving us the day off. We got to take it, right? I like the way you work it. No diggity. Right?
Oh,
I like the way you work it.
The community's mad at me right now.
Why?
Jersey F. Betha, what's the deal? Jeez. And I'm like, because lottery talk, man. I ain't trying to have this. Tony Stocks. Tell Bethel to chill out. It's okay to at me, man. I'm not going to get mad at you, Tony Stocks. But I sent him back a picture of the Snickers I just bought right now. You guys forced me to go get a Snickers because I'm like that commercial right now. I got to chill out, man, because I was having a great day. But like this whole ordeal of how to get a lottery, and then you don't even know how it works, Cap.
No, because I thought that
So I'm going to take the segment off. I'm going to have my Snickers, and I'm going to feel better, all right?
All right, go ahead.
All right, like Team Wolf, I heard.
All right. I thought
I'm going to eat on the radio. It's great radio.
It's okay.
Yeah, lottery talk and eating on the radio. What's fantastic,
I mean,
Friday?
He hates, you know, when I chew ice, so I'm not doing that on the radio.
Ice is nasty.
Okay, because you on the radio ain't nasty.
You know what's going to happen to Beto? You know, when you take that combination of chocolate with the caramel and the nougat and the peanut, when you what happens is the nougat in particular starts kind of getting in your teeth and becomes like. So it's going to be hard.
We're getting Snickers breakdown.
Yeah. Can we move it along?
And then there's a little bit of peanut that's going to get caught in Beto's throat, you know, and then he's going to start choking. So somebody be ready to do the Heimlich, you know, just be careful for Beto. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, namaste.
Breathe in, breathe out.
Yeah, right.
Woosa.
Like a Sedano sigh for Beto. It's amazing. All right, I thought you and me were going to be like, I thought today was going to be a great day for you and me, you know, especially coming off our bromance on Tuesday night, you know.
It was until 4:12.
And then what happened?
Well, start talking about lottery.
Yeah. I just want to tell you one thing, Beto.
What's up,
Cap?
Since you're eating
Snickers, you know that on Tuesday night.
I feel a little
bit
better now. All right.
My Tuesday night, my favorite of all the tacos, and they were all great. I want to say this. But my favorite, I have to tell you, Tacos Don Cuco.
Oh, they love you.
Dude, we are now like BFFs on Instagram.
I heard you were DMing with them, huh?
Yeah, total.
That's right. That's
pretty
good.
Cool, huh?
Yeah, man. Because, Cap, and I was telling this to Amanda Brown earlier, the boss, that you really are one with the people. Like, you are a people person. I've always heard that about you. And that was the first real interaction I had with you on Tuesday. And the way that you talked to people. And, you know, my buddy Razzo, I saw him yesterday because we worked the fights in Indio. And he tells me, hey, did Cap give me a shout out? I'm like, yeah, actually he did. But yeah, because people were listening and told him, like, hey, you got a shout out on 710. You're eating tacos with the host. I'm like, yeah. That's what Cap does. He's with the people and it's genuine. It's not forced. Because we know a lot of radio TV people that they're amazing on camera, but once you get them in a public setting, they're the most socially awkward person because they don't know how to behave. Because it's like, oh my God, how's my hair look? How's this? How's this? How's that? You know, they don't, and or they want to be recognized and they want their ego fluffed a little bit more and they don't know how to just be a person. You're down. I was curious to how you would react in the elements, you know? In the wild, to say.
And he tipped, bro, really well.
Well, you're supposed to.
Well, I heard some people don't.
Oh, really?
Oh, whoa. But yeah, so, no, Cap was cool, man.
It was a good time. That was a great time.
It was good.
But I will tell you, I had an experience last night. I wanted to run this by you guys and tell you a little story. And
all right, Snickers kicking in. I've chilled out, all right? Tony Stocks, I chilled out.
All right, here we go. So last night, it was about 8:30 last evening. You know, we got off the air, and I had a business gathering with a buddy of mine, and we kind of hung out a little bit, he and I. And then I went to meet Rachel. And so we went to this little bar. She wanted a glass of wine. I wanted a soda water. That's right. I said soda water. And we were going to have a little bite to freaking eat over here. So we ordered this salad, and we ordered this, like, meatball appetizer, and it was really nice looking. But next to us at the bar, there was a guy sitting there, and he ordered this bomb looking pizza. Well, his back was to us. So it turns out the guy gets up and he goes to the piano because he's like the professional piano player in this place. And I didn't know that. So I looked at this pizza that he only had one slice of so far. He'd only eaten one piece of this pizza. And so there's like, you know, I'd say like 85% of the pizza is still there. And I'm looking at this pizza and I'm going, I got to have a piece of this. I got to. He's not going to know it's gone, is he? So,
I'm not going to interrupt. Finish.
He was at the piano. The pizza was abandoned. It was looking really good. It was kind of getting cold. And I wanted a piece really bad. So I kind of took one.
Oh, my God.
See, and you guys wonder why I get mad.
Is that bad?
Are you really asking or, you know?
I mean, is it really bad?
Was it your food?
He ordered it.
Do you know him?
Okay. Great question. Answer, when I took the pizza, I did not know him. When he came back, turns out I knew him because his back was to me. I didn't even see him. But when he came back, he's like, hey. I'm like, hey, bring it in. We brought it in.
Did you tell him you took his pizza?
100%.
And he said?
No problem. Then he went back to play the piano, and you know what else I did?
Took another slice.
You got that right, partner.
Okay, but why?
Because the pizza looked so good, and I had such food envy, and it was sitting there getting cold,
bro,
and he was playing piano.
You took a stranger's food.
Thank you.
Food.
Bingo, stranger.
Not, in elementary, they told you, keep your hands to yourself, right?
All right, I just want to say one thing. I want to give just a little more color.
And this act of, oh, he turns around, I actually know who he was, doesn't count. When you took the food,
right,
you didn't know him.
True. But let me just add a little bit more
detail. Why
didn't
you order your own food?
Well, I did, but I didn't order a pizza because I was like, you know what? I don't want to have the carbs, but then I saw the pizza sitting there.
But then you see the pizza. Why not tell the waitress or waiter, hey, can I add a pizza to my order?
Here's what I did. So this doesn't sound as bad as it really does. Let me just tell you what I really did. Man, I said to the bartender.
It's a long 2 hours.
I said to the bartender, I said, hey, you know this gentleman who was sitting here? He said, yes, of course I know him. He's the piano player. I said, what do you think about me having a piece of this pizza?
No, you didn't.
I swear to you, I did.
No, this is like the lie of the day. Oh, wrong show. No, you didn't do this. You didn't ask somebody, can I take somebody else's food?
I said to the bartender, I said, do you think that he would mind if I had a slice of his pie? And he said to me, not only do I not think he'll mind, here, let me get you one of these like little pizza spatula
where
things.
Where are you? Where are you?
I was at a little bar.
Man, this is only in your neighborhood. Anywhere else, you're going to get socked up, man.
Right.
You're not doing that at Sunset Room.
I can't believe you took a stranger's food. That's See, this is why we call you sus.
And you're with your girlfriend?
Yeah, she thought it was a little strange, too, I think.
She didn't yell at you?
No, because the bartender, I'm telling you guys, like the bartender
She didn't
me.
Tell you, hey, Scott, you're an adult, don't.
The Not fact really. That she would even have to.
Rachel's a little sus for allowing this to happen.
She is? Really? Now she's
sus
too?
Yeah, she's a sus with the sus.
Oh, I didn't know she was sus too.
She allowed this to happen.
I think the bartender
is sus. She saw you
do
it. Now, if you would have taken it, turn around and eat it, and she catches you eating it, okay. But she knew you were doing this?
Yeah, and then I ate the pizza, you know, and I got down to the crust, and the crust was so good, but I, like, opened the crust up, like, with my hands, and then I took these meatballs that I had gotten as an appetizer, and I cut them in half, and I ate, like, a meatball.
So you made your own food?
Out of a stranger's food.
Put the meatballs in the pizza, yeah.
Does anybody else not believe this story?
I don't think, no.
This ain't real.
Yeah, it can't be.
No, this ain't real, man.
It's real, Scott Kaplan.
No.
This is rich people's problems right here.
Yeah,
this is
rich
you guys
people's problems.
Right
no, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's not. It's hungry
Anywhere
people's
else.
Problems.
Anywhere else.
I'm with you, Beto.
If you're at Sharky's and Hermosa and you take somebody's food, you're going to get knocked out.
This is
you're
hungry
anywhere.
People. No, this is hungry people's problems.
Get you hungry people.
Bro, you're rich.
I felt the guy abandoned the
but
pizza.
But she was like probably one of those like fancy like pizzas, right? Whatever.
I'll bet you this happens all the time.
No,
you
it doesn't. Nobody you steals so? Food, bro.
No.
All right. I just wanted to run it by you guys and see what the deal was. I didn't realize I was going to get shamed like this.
Now this is why Monday, the station needs a mental health break.
Probably so.
Sedano needs a break from his vacation because he has to mentally prepare himself for this.
Yep, you're probably right. You're probably right, as a matter of
My
fact.
My goodness.
All right, stick around.
I need better stuff from you, bro.
You do?
This first hour, it started strong, but the last 30 minutes is just...
Things have just
fallen
apart.
The wheels are falling off, man. Okay. I need something from you,
All right, hold on. Let's see if we can pick it back up. What you need to know is next. This is Sedano and Cap.